Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Had a woman reach out to us on Instagram with quite a unique dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
Only for one little factor, though. I think a lot of brides-to-be go through similar things.
You do? You think this is common?
Aside from the one aspect, yeah, I think it is. When you talk about your bachelorette party.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's your day, right? I mean, when it comes down to a wedding, you know, it's all about the bride and groom, or yeah. Should be. But don't you have to take into account what your bridesmaids want to do, too?
No. Is it,
you don't think at all?
Nope.
Really?
No.
Aren't they, first off, the ones that usually plan everything?
Yeah, but they're supposed to plan it, like, based on what they think you would like and what you want to do. It should be a collaborative effort, if anything.
Well, she said she's getting married in the fall and her bachelorette party is in Nashville coming up next month. And one of the girls in the party who is pregnant is making some demands. Because pretty much everyone else on the trip wants to kind of hang out in the bars and drink and listen to music, which is mostly what you do in Nashville.
And but what you do on a bachelorette party.
For the most part, anywhere, sure. But obviously being pregnant, this bridesmaid can't necessarily do all that. Like, she can obviously hang out, but I don't know. If you're going to be the one sober person around all the drunk people, we know how annoying that can be.
Right.
So Instead, she's really pushing for everyone to book tours and museum things. Like, there's a lot of that stuff in Nashville as well.
Mm-hmm.
But no one else in the bridal party really wants to do that stuff. But this bridesmaid, again, who is pregnant, is really adamant about it. And this woman wants to know, does she need to appease her?
No. This is so audacious. It's not your wedding. You need to be okay with doing what the bride wants to do or stay home. Like, no one is forcing you to go on the bachelorette party trip. You know, I didn't go to my friend's bachelorette party when I was a bridesmaid because it was a travel, you know, a destination party like this. And I knew that there were going to be certain activities that I'm not interested in, and so I knew I wasn't gonna have fun, and so I didn't go. And
really?
instead of asking the rest of the group, hey, can you guys, like, you know, not do whatever, like, I just stayed home.
Were there hurt feelings at all from the bride? Were they happy about that, upset about that? I mean,
honestly, no. I mean, I think she completely understood. Like, she's known, we've known each other a long time. I think that she completely understood.
Were the activity strippers? Is that why you didn't want to go?
It was an activity that will soon be probably legal, but is not.
Okay.
And
gotcha.
I knew that it was going to be constant, like, the whole time. I'm just like, it's just not for, it wouldn't have been much fun for
me.
So I thought, you know what, I'm going to save the, $600 that this trip would cost and stay home and you guys do you.
Is there a middle ground there in this situation that this woman who reached out to us is dealing with where, again, wants to, you know, going to Nashville for a bachelorette party, it's going to be big, you know, just drinking and watching bands play pretty much is what their plan is.
I don't think that you can make demands when it's somebody else, if you're not the bride, you can't be like, but I want to do this.
But as a bride, don't you also care about that your bridesmaids are going to have a good time as well? Like, if this woman goes and she's just miserable the entire time and she doesn't do what you did, which I think if you didn't think you're going to have a good time, you're right. You shouldn't have gone.
Right.
So that was a good move on your part.
Yeah.
But if she goes anyway and makes it hell for everyone because she's just complaining the entire time and mad because she's had to deal with drunk people while she can't drink.
I would probably ask her not to go. Like, if I knew that she was going to be really unhappy about it, I would probably be like, you know what? Like, maybe, you know, maybe don't go then. Because this is, you know, this is what the rest of us want to do. Very happy for you that you're pregnant and, you know, having a family and all that. But, like, the bachelorette party isn't about her.
You know, maybe it's because I'm a people pleaser. But
I
don't know. I feel like I wouldn't be opposed to maybe appeasing her a little bit. Okay, a couple of things. Like maybe a day you do something different.
So
just
here's
give her something to look forward to.
So here's the thing. If it's the bride's idea, fine.
Yeah.
But if the bridesmaid is asking for that or demanding that they appease her and do things that she's going to enjoy, that's what I'm saying is ridiculous. And no, I think that if, yeah, like, look, if I'm the bride and I'm in this situation and my pregnant friend really wants to go, but I know she's not going to have fun, but she's not saying anything, I would probably offer, hey, like,
so be you taking the initiative.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think for me, it's that she's asking and expecting the bride to, customize, or, you know, to like make this pleasant for her.
I think this happens a lot. And maybe it's not even because they're pregnant. It's just because when you get 10 people together or whatever, it can be very difficult to be on the same page of what's going to be going down, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, think about when you go on vacation with your friends. It can be a bit of a mess. I'm curious, though, if you found yourself in the position of this bride, again, you've got your bachelorette party to Nashville coming up and your pregnant friend just is really adamant about having a few things thrown in there other than just drinking and watching bands. Mm-hmm. Would you appease her? Maybe we can throw a poll up on her Facebook page as well. But
yeah,
give us a call. 222-9800. Kristen from Farmington, if you're this bride, are you going to appease this bridesmaid who is pregnant?
Honestly, my thought on it is most brides usually have about a year or so while they're planning a wedding. So if she knew she was going to be a bridesmaid and she wanted to join the party, maybe she should have held off on getting pregnant.
I guess there's that. I mean, priorities. Although, you know, sometimes it's not exactly as planned as other times. Yeah. So, you know, we don't know the situation.
No, and in that situation, my suggestion would be, you know, she can't get mad. A wedding is always about the bride.
Okay.
Yeah.
Women dream of that day their entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to have to give up anything for one person, you know, who, and if the bridesmaid cares enough about the bride, she would tell her, go have fun, I'm happy for you.
Yeah,
I'll be here.
That's kind of how I feel.
When you get back.
That's how I feel.
Well, thank you for the phone call. Yeah, getting a lot of similar texts like that. This one, just suck it up and be the responsible DD for the trip. There's that. This text, or the bride should treat all the girls to a day spa when they're in Tennessee so that everyone feels included. So that one person saying that you should kind of appease them. I mean who's going to say no to a day spa event, I guess. So it's not exactly the same as this woman is like, let's do tours and history. Heather from Fairport on the phone right now. What do you think? If you're this bride, how are you handling this situation?
Well, I actually was in a similar situation where I was the super pregnant one. We went to Charleston, and I made the point that I would not get in the way of any of that, and I was actually, like, their DD the whole time.
Okay, so, yeah, just like the person that texted in saying that's, you know, that can be your role, I guess.
Right, right.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely her day, so it's pretty selfish to kind of put yourself in that role and expect other things, but, you know.
And you were fine with how it was? I mean, I'm guessing just by talking to you, you probably had the mentality of, well, I'm going to make the best of it. I'm going to spend time with my friends and and not worry about how it's going to be terrible to be the only sober one.
I did wish that I could have a few drinks, but honestly, it was just nice to be in a place that had palm trees and wasn't all snowy and wintry. But, you know, at the end of the day, it really depends on your friendship and how tight you guys are. This was a girl that I grew up with. So having it be special for her meant a lot more to me than actually being selfish and making sure I had a good time.
Sure. Got it. All right. Seems to be kind of the gist we're seeing from most people. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Sure. All right. Well, there we have it. It's about the bride. Only about the bride.
Yes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.